We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Not for much longer, though. There's some big changes coming on Monday. I got to tell you, we're very, 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 very excited.
I am excited.
It's going to be so cool. It was sad we had our final. We wrapped up Seize the Deal Live. We got fun new things coming. George is going to be running our TikTok account.
Ooh.
George McIntyre, yeah.
Yeah?
We've got...
I do like my TikToks.
We've got good plans. I don't know that we'll be on TikTok, but check us out on Facebook. Seize the Deal Flint Facebook.
Your MySpace account is hopping.
Yes. Yes.
MySpace, we blow the roof off.
AOL all the way.
All that stuff.
Yeah, aim chat us.
Yes.
And we'll get you 1,500 free minutes. We've got some discs for you if you'd like those. Yeah.
Oh, so anyway. All the days of old, huh? Boy.
But I've got to tell you, great new stuff coming. Of course, you'll still hear the Gunsmiths here from 8 till 9 Saturday mornings. As we are right now, we've got the two Gunsmiths together. We're going to talk a little bit about, what did you say? What do we put? Caliber?
Some gun.
6.8 Western.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was thinking that's what it was going to be. It's brought to you by.
Need that whistling music on.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
That's right. Reliable Enterprises time.
Yes, Jeremy and the crew, Reliable Enterprises, all of your exterior construction needs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Give Jeremy a call to get your project lined up for this summer and fall at 810-429-6957.
I've been watching his building this week on that new addition he's putting on the house.
Yeah.
It's just looking perfect. You know, when a guy's proud enough of his work to keep the site clean, to keep it, you know, damn near spotless when you look at it. Just perfect. And the framing, and I'm anal about this stuff. I look at the framing because I'm a carpenter. Framing's right on the button. So if you want it done right.
Bit of a perfectionist.
Hire, well, Jeremy.
Does good work.
He is.
Really good work.
Oh, I'm talking about Dad. No. Yes, I'm
sorry. Well, thank you. That's a compliment. I'll take it. I don't get many out of Jake. You know what I mean? Dad, what'd you do that for? You know, that's what I usually
do. Did you add rice to that meal again?
Oh, maybe. Come on.
There was a recipe at some point.
Who needs a
now
recipe?
Now it's just rice and butter
some
and some
of this
sprinkled
and
cheese.
Some of that.
I added accidentally a whole thing of onion powder, but we're okay.
Bada boom, bada bing, you know, it all comes together.
Now, Jeremy did a great job at our house, too. So yep. But we're happy to have him. So you should give him a call for your projects, 810-429-6957.
And, of course, you can always get him at our website there. Link right to him at thegss.com.
Yes.
And send us emails, shooter@thegss.com, anytime you want. I'll be glad to, Jake or I will respond to you and answer any questions we can or help you get what you need. So looking forward to more answers on the SBR thing, you know?
Yeah.
I know we're not talking about that this segment, but it's still so intriguing. I could do several shows on SBRs, I think. Short-barreled rifles, that is. So the 6.8 Western, this is a caliber that's coming around, and it's looking
it's been around
more
for about
intriguing.
4 or 5 years now.
Oh, yeah, at least, yeah. But it came out as a what do you call them, not a hot rod. What do they call those?
Wildcat.
A wildcat. That's it. And that came out as a wildcat.
It's standardized.
Yeah. And once something gets picked up, you know, it's like the 300 Blackout used to be called the 300 Whisper.
Right.
You know, and a lot of things had different names, you know. They used to call me Little John.
Yeah.
And and we used to call you the Mighty Oak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm the dead oak.
No.
Cut down and used for firewood.
You're three-kidney Jake. That's what you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
One that works.
One that works. 1.25 kidneys functioning Jake.
Yeah, he's doing good. He did just have a kidney transplant a month ago, and thank God he's doing wonderful.
Well, today's 5 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. That's
that
great.
Crazy? That was quite a slog. Holy smokes.
No kidding. He's doing wonderful. Thank God. I mean, just people come up to me and say, it's just a miracle. I go, you're right. It is, you know, because that's all you can say.
Yeah. I know. He's back on the show. Can you believe it?
It's a miracle. He's doing the show with me every Saturday now.
Oh, yeah. So the kidney's pretty cool, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The kidney thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
behind us, you know. Nice thing is, Dan, you know what he does?
What's that?
He goes to Toledo once a week.
Yep.
He stops at Tony Paco's and fills my need for Brittany tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
If you've never had a Brittany tomato, it's a pickled tomato.
They're pickled green tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
They are so good.
That
my mouth
disgusting.
Is dripping thinking about them. It's breakfast time. And
they
I'm
are really good.
They're phenomenal.
I get the Sweet Hots. Those are good.
Sweet Hots are good, too, but he got me 6 bottles of Brittany tomatoes this week, so I'm good for like 6 days.
Gotcha.
So
you have had them pretty good, huh?
Oh, they're good.
Quite delicious.
And pickled food is good for your body.
It's supposed to be very good for you.
You talk, you know, the
fermentation is good for you.
Fermentation is everything fermented is good for you.
Yeah.
And I'm all about that, you know. So I drink the juice too. Oh, it's good.
We stay away from it for about 36 hours after that.
Imagine.
Permeates.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Coming out the pores.
You smell them before you see them.
Yeah.
Come on. Jeez, oh, Pete. Well, usually I got, you know, lead residue on my hands, and they eat the pickles. The pickle juice takes the lead
scrubs
residue.
Scrubs it right off. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the vinegar in there.
I'm helping you.
Yeah, yeah.
Not hurting.
It helps me not digest that lead residue. No, I.
Well, speaking of lead residue.
I practice safe lead residue.
6.8 calibers, I believe.
Yeah.
The 6.8 Western came out a couple of years ago, and with the new laws for hunting in Michigan, and different calibers are allowed now, besides just straight walls, I thought maybe you want something that reaches out and hits the target better than something you've had in the past.
Well,
we all know the standard calibers, you know, 30-06, 308s, 270s,
yeah,
6.5 Creedmoor, but really, you don't hear a lot about the 6.8 Western.
It's not popular here. I bet you it's popular out west.
Well, probably. I mean, if it was called the 6.8 Michigan, it'd probably be popular.
It'd probably
here.
Be popular here,
yeah,
too.
But the 6.8 Western, so this was brought out by Winchester Ammo, Browning, all that conglomerate of the Olin Corporation.
I think a guy named Rip came out with it, you know? Yeah. Maybe it was Rip that did that, you know?
I don't think so.
From Yellowstone?
No? I don't think he would. No, it's okay.
I'm just
so,
messing with you.
Based on the 270 Winchester Short Magnum case,
yes,
necked out to 6.8 caliber.
Which is just a tiny neck out, honestly. And that Winchester Short Magnum case is amazing. I had a bunch of the cases, and I don't have one of the guns, but I have some of the brass because it was given to me.
So the secret was they shortened the case a little bit so that you can fit the longer bullets.
Right.
That's the big
where
thing
the engineering's
now.
Big about these ones. The longer bullets, they fly better. The VLDs, the long-range bullets.
Well, that's what everybody – that's why people like the – 22 ARC and the 224 Valkyrie over 223.
Yeah,
you can get those longer, better BC bullets out of them.
Yep, and I'm lucky to have one of those 22s. They're 223s that actually shoots the 68 grains perfectly.
Yeah,
and I've never shot a more accurate 223 than my 20-inch. What is that thing? That's
Bushmaster
V-Max
upper.
Man, that thing is a tack driver, but it handles a 68. Some guns don't.
It's all
but now
twist.
You can go to way into the 70s, even up to 80 grain in those. If you get the Valkyries and stuff like that.
And that's why the twist rates of the barrels make such a difference.
Yep.
So now this 6.8 Western, it's designed and engineered to deliver magnum performance with a milder recoil and fitting into a short action instead of a long action rifle.
So it sounds like the best of both worlds to me.
You know, why, you know, you can get faster, more power out of a shorter package. Why not do it?
It's a $6 million bullet.
So the bullets, you can actually get up to 175 grain bullets out of this caliber, 6.8 Western.
Nice.
Out of a short action rifle. Barrels have a 1-in-8 twist rate. So every 8 inches, it's a fast spin.
Yeah, fast spin.
So this is allowing you to have heavier bullets than a 270 Winchester Short Magnum, 6.5 Creedmoor, or the 6.5 PRC.
That 6.5 PRC is like one of the most popular ones you see now.
It is.
Seeing a lot of them out there. PRC, Precision Rifle Company, they are cartridge. They are, that's an impressive round. I got a couple friends that have bought them just for their jaunts out west. Antelope hunting and all that, you know, and elk, and muleys.
So the 6.8 Western has more energy than those rounds, but has less recoil than a 300 Winchester Magnum.
Wow.
Which is impressive.
Yeah.
And so, a little chart for you to help out.
Oh, you got a chart.
I've got a little chart for you. I printed out.
Got crayons. I can color it in.
So, 300 Winchester Magnum, 180 grain bullet at 500 yards, drops 39 inches.
Yeah.
But still has 1,700 foot-pounds of energy.
Yeah. That's a lot of energy. 500 yards.
6.8 Western
for sniping so much, you know.
6.8 Western,
yeah,
165 grain bullet has only a 36 inch drop, which it's still 3 feet.
Wow!
But hits at 1,850 foot pounds of energy,
it's
hitting
harder
with less recoil and less drop than a 300 Winchester Magnum at 500 yards.
Wow, that's impressive.
Now the catch is, not everybody's chambering this because it's a Winchester Browning cartridge. Browning and Winchester have it in their inexpensive, that was XPR and the AB3s.
Yeah, they're Turkish-made bolts.
Yep. But then they also have it in some of the other, you know, the X-Bolt 2s and things like that.
Well, it's certainly a caliber to look at. I didn't realize it was that good. Thank you for printing this out, because when you see it in print, you realize that it outperforms the 300 Winchester short magnum, the 300 magnum, and way outperforms the 7mm Remington magnum.
Yeah.
With the same energy I felt on your shoulder.
Well, less energy, yeah, less recoil but, felt
yeah,
on your shoulder.
Yeah, less. I was looking at the 7mm mag, and it's just about the same as the 7mm mag, which can be a punishing gun.
Now, at 200 yards, so you can also, you know, you can jump this up to bigger bullets, right?
Yeah.
170 grain Winchester ballistic silver tips.
Yeah.
You know, very good hunting round, hunting bullet to use. Let's say Michigan, you're 200 yards. You're still going 2,500 feet per second and hitting with over 2,500 foot-pounds of energy at 200 yards.
That's a freight train.
So whether it's whitetail, elk, black bear, anything.
Zombies.
We have, you could use this for so many things. And it's just, I wanted to bring to light a different caliber.
And I'm sure with a bolt-action gun, you could download it to make it shoot like a Grendel if you want.
Oh, I'm sure you could. Absolutely.
You could play with it, and because it's a 6.8 caliber, so there's nothing wrong with that. So that's impressive.
So if you have one of these, or if you're interested in one, let us know. You can email us, shooter@thegss.com, or on our Facebook page, which is The Gunsmith Show. And I'm going to kind of post some pictures of this.
I think our friend Rich might have bought one of these just recently.
Oh, I don't know.
And I'll try to get some feedback from Rich on that. So, but there is a lot of rifles available in the 6.8 Western, that's for sure. So. I wonder how it compares to that one we were just talking about, that BC.
7mm backcountry?
Yeah, backcountry.
Probably very similar, but that's in a long action. This is a short action.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather go short.
Yep.
I'd rather go short. Well,
less bolt throw, stuff like that.
This is The Gunsmith Show. It's John and Jake, and I got Dan pushing the buttons. It's Saturday morning. Life is good.
Keep it right here. We're going to come back. We got one more segment coming after this. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.